Hello, my name is Jeffrey Kleinberg, and I am counsel to respondent AT&T in the case FCC versus AT&T. This case presents the question whether Exemption 7C of the Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA, which protects from disclosure any law enforcement record that, if disclosed, could reasonably be expected to constitute an unwarranted invasion of personal privacy, is applicable to corporations. In other words, do corporations have a right to personal privacy? The government's position here is that there is no such thing as personal privacy of a corporation, and the corporations have no right to invoke the protections of Exemption 7C. Our position is corporations do have a right to privacy under FOIA, and that the decision of the Court of Appeals should be affirmed for essentially three reasons. First, the plain meaning of the text of Exemption 7C applies to corporations because the phrase personal privacy means nothing more or less than the privacy of any person, and the word person is itself expressly defined in the Administrative Procedure Act to include corporations. Second, recognizing that corporations have rights to personal privacy accords not only with common legal usage, but with over 100 years of American legal history. And third, interpreting Exemption 7C to apply to corporations is consistent with both the structure and purposes of FOIA itself. Our first argument is that personal privacy, the plain text of Exemption 7C, applies to corporations. The word personal is an adjective which means of or pertaining to a particular person. In this statutory context, Congress has expressly defined the word person to include both individuals and corporations. It is a fundamental principle of statutory construction that when a statute includes an explicit definition, the court will follow that definition, even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. Moreover, courts regularly follow basic rules of grammar, such that the adjective form of a noun draws its meaning from that noun. The government's position is that while person may be defined in the statute, personal is not. And unless Congress expressly provides a definition for each and every grammatical variant of a defined term, it is permissible to ignore the defined term when interpreting the variant. But there is simply no support for that proposition, because there is nothing either absurd or even surprising in applying the protections of Exemption 7C to corporations. The plain language and basic rules of grammar should not be disregarded. This leads to our second argument, which simply recognizes that corporations have long been understood as having rights to privacy in American law, and that Congress, when amending FOIA to add Exemption 7C, legislated against this legal background. Of particular relevance here is the history of recognizing corporate rights under both the Fourth Amendment and the Double Jeopardy Clause, both of which have the purpose of protecting privacy and preventing embarrassment and harm to reputation, the very same purposes served by Exemption 7C. Third, the structure and purposes of FOIA confirm that Congress's use of the word personal in Exemption 7C is not limited to natural persons. Had Congress intended to preclude corporations from invoking the protections of Exemption 7C, it could have modified privacy with the word individual, which it has used elsewhere to limit the applicability of certain terms to human beings. Moreover, the structure of FOIA, including the other enumerated exemptions, supports the argument that there would be nothing inappropriate or inconsistent in interpreting Exemption 7C to apply to corporations. Finally, it is important to understand that under our view of the statute, where the public interest is great and the corporate interest in privacy is insubstantial, the balance under Exemption 7C may well tip in favor of disclosure. But if the government has its way in this case, there will never be any balancing at all. Merely because a corporation has participated in some kind of law enforcement proceeding, a corporation's competitors would be able to obtain all of the documents in the government's file, no matter how harmful or embarrassing such documents might be, and no matter how slight the public interest in disclosure. That, we submit, is not the purpose of FOIA, and not a reasonable interpretation of Exemption 7C. We urge the court to affirm the decision of the Court of Appeals. Thank you.